every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content.
When I die and the name of to rest, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky.
Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance.
Prepare yourself, you know it's a must. Gonna have a friend in Jesus. So you know that when you die, he's gonna recommend you to the spirit in the sky.
Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Marquette program, Joe Marquette.
One on the air.
Listen, you know what I'm so impressed. This is the most intelligent clergyman I have ever dealt with, because he can count backwards from 10.
I can.
Wow.
It's very impressive.
I took a special class in seminary just in countdowns.
They did the countdowns?
That yeah.
Countdown from 10.
You know, that's countdown. What I used to say to Greg Fasulo. I says, you know, Greg, you're not arrogant. You're not pretentious. You're a good listener. You're probably the only attorney I know I'd like to have as a next-door neighbor, not that you'd like to have me as a next-door neighbor. Did they teach you that in legal school? And he goes, no. No. 1-888-221-8990. All right, class, this is important. 1-888-221-8990. That's a toll-free number from any place. 888-221-8990. 8990. Today we got Vince Rizzino, CPA, Joe Martech, financial advisor, Pastor Dave leading the pack here, and in the
he's on the board doing the most important job.
Yeah, he's making sure we get heard.
Absolutely.
Every once in a while he pushes a button. I'm not sure if he's getting rid of us or not. Pastor Jonathan's in the back room. He's going to answer the phone when you call.
He will.
In fact, you know, we got to teach that boy how to read and write, though.
Well, he's coming along.
He's coming along.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, back in '04.
Here we go with the '04 again.
Joe Martech, financial advisor, Greg Fasulo, attorney, and Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, said, let's do radio shows. Two out of the three of us said, okay, sounds good. Greg said, why? I said, well, Greg, he's an attorney. You know, attorneys question everything.
That's right, just the nature. They teach them that.
Yeah. So I just said, well, Greg, each one of us has different areas of expertise. Do you realize you know things I don't? I know things you don't. Dan knows things we both don't. We can answer questions and help a lot of people. Now, in my not too humble opinion, in our group, there's roughly 200 years worth of combined experience, because we don't have anybody that's not been around for 20 or 30 years. Dan's 38 or 39. Mm-hmm. And if we had,
where's our guest?
Alan, he said some excuse. It's Halloween. They're having a Halloween dinner someplace.
What an excuse.
And I said, Alan,
It's not pagan holiday. That
4 o'clock.
Is.
Yeah, pagan holiday.
Truly, it is.
Some messy Jew he is, right? Which Alan is a messianic Jew, which means he's a card-carrying synagogue-going Jew that converted to Christianity some years ago, and he's an avid, 1,000% committed, excellent person, and a very committed Christian who teaches and practices. Very, amen, very good guy. That. In spite of the fact he's going to have a Halloween dinner someplace, and the fact that he taught the breaststroke in a synagogue, right?
I think he's probably praying for people that are sucked into the secular side of the holiday.
That's pretty good.
Yes, he's definitely. Well, he's going in there to try to convince them,
but it's
the error of their ways.
What happens is this is a group of people, evidently. I think what it is a free dinner he doesn't have to pay for.
Oh, that explains it all.
I used to go to those.
Yes, and I understand that. You know, free is always better than stuff you have to pay for.
That's right. You learn that in seminary.
You know, you're not as concerned about the quality of the food when you're not paying.
That's right.
That is true.
It's just an amazing coincidence, is it not?
It's amazing what I've eaten for free.
Some things are still alive.
Yeah, you know, listen, it's called, you're not helping me pay for dinner? Hot dogs and beans, guys. And I'm not talking all beef franks either.
That's it. No Nathan's for you.
1-888-221-8990. So then, over a period of time, obviously Vince Rizzino, CPA, was critical to the group because, hey, tax reform is a constant thing. Changes in the tax code, it will never end. They'll never simplify this thing in our lifetime.
No, it was supposed to be on the back of a postcard. It's far from it.
It's the biggest postcard that's ever been printed.
You couldn't make a postcard that big.
And then Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, hardest working realtor, knows every street in Martin and St. Lucie County and a few in Northern Palm Beach County. And the woman, you know what I get about realtors, and I've been looking at property up in Tennessee, and the number of people that don't call back. The number of people that don't follow up. And I'm thinking, how do people make a living if they don't follow up? But it just seems to be the nature of the beast. Whereas Victoria, if she says she's going to call you at 3 in the morning, either don't go to sleep or set the alarm, because she'll do it. I mean, this girl does exactly what she says. Mm. Which leads me to Mike Paulus, mortgage broker. And boy, oh boy, the things we've learned from Mike. And what a lot of people don't realize, almost everybody can do the exact same kind of mortgages. I don't care who you go to. If you walk into bank, if you call a mortgage broker, there are certain approved instruments by government agencies, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Federal National Mortgage Association. Anyway, they all are the same, no matter who you go to. The difference can be the amount of service, one, number of follow-up, two, and the price. Some people charge more. I had an instance a few years ago where a client of mine moved down to Coral Springs, and she called me up. She's a widow lady, and I try to, how do I phrase this right, Vince, but protect some people from themselves because people get taken advantage of because they just don't know. So she said, well, I just refinanced my place. And I said, really? Who'd you go through? And she mentioned who it was, and I didn't know them. And I said, really, what'd you get? She goes, I got this. And I said, you got your closing statement there? And she goes, yeah, I do. I said, read me where it says origination fee on the closing statement. And so she got to it, and it was 7%.
Whoa.
Wow.
And I said,
7%?
That's a lot.
And I said,
huge.
Wow. And I said, when did you do this? She goes, yesterday. And I said, okay. Give me their phone number right now, and you got taken, but I'm going to help you straighten this out. So I called the company, got a manager, and I said, what you guys did was wrong, period. Wrong. We're going to send you a certified letter because she's got a certain amount of days to cancel this and get all her money back and cancel the whole thing. And the guy says to me, give me 1 minute. Came back, and he says, okay, I don't want to cancel it. What do you have to do to keep it? And I said, you've got to get her a check, cashier's check, made out for 6% rebate, delivered to her within the next 2 hours. Otherwise, I'm sending a certified return receipt. You've got to be hand-delivered. Cashier's check. He said, okay.
Wow.
But what I'm saying is, Vince, it's you know what happens. People get taken advantage of constantly.
Well, was she an elderly woman?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the elderly get preyed upon because they don't know any better. They believe people. They trust people.
Well, you know what it is? See, a lot of people talk nice. Even you and I talk nice.
Right.
But not always. But I'm trying
to say.
Speak
to yourself.
What happens is I often look at somebody and say, how long have you been in business in this one area? And especially Florida. It just seems that people come and go rapidly. And it just seems certain neighborhoods are more prone to hustlers and sharks than other neighborhoods. And she happened to be next to one of the most dominant shark neighborhoods. So the fact that this company gave it back was the right thing to do, but the bottom line is they wouldn't have done it.
Reminds me of car salesman.
Yeah.
In a way.
Kind of the same thing.
Same thing, you know, because if you don't know what you're signing, what they're looking at is the monthly payment.
Well, I look at
what can I afford.
Look at Alan.
They load it up. Mm-hmm.
Remember Alan bought his car and he got
same thing. I'm taken, taking him.
He got it straightened out. We were just talking about how I got money back from a client of mine down in Coral Springs, Mike, from a mortgage broker that charged her a 7% origination fee.
Yes, I heard.
And it was a interesting thing, but let me just tell you, you know, you and I have seen people taken advantage of, and it just happens constantly. And
yeah, it's hard to do nowadays. They put a lot of new restrictions on loan officers and the disclosures that are required. So now what we have to do is we have to give a loan estimate up front.
Oh, yeah.
And then the lender fees are set in stone, so they can't change. So when you get to the closing, it's exactly what they promised.
Well, this was back probably 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's a wild, wild west.
And there still was a good faith estimate, but that
but they didn't hold anybody
to that,
to a tolerance. Now there's a tolerance on some things, and there's no tolerance on other things. So when you get to closing, the lender fees are supposed to be exactly what was disclosed.
There you go.
Up front.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, thank you. That's a wonderful thing to know, because you know, and I'm not a big, and none of us here are big on government intervention and government.
Yeah, but that's a good one. I mean,
that's a good one.
If that's what they promised, then that's what they should deliver.
Some things need to have a rule, a set of guidelines set on top of it with major penalties for not doing it.
I mean, I don't think any of us believe there should be no government job.
Of course.
I mean, it's got to be the very limited government.
Right.
You need a government for these reasons and other reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
To protect the public.
Yeah, and what happened in the past was some of these unscrupulous lenders would promise something that they know they couldn't deliver.
Right.
And then when they got to closing, if it was a purchase, you know, the borrowers didn't really have a choice. They had to move into a house.
Yeah, right.
So they had to pay it.
They had to, yeah.
Right.
It's just like, I don't know. If Victoria was here, she'd say it. How many times have we seen realtors say one thing and know that it wasn't true in order to get a listing?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's very sad. Watching
biggest one is to list it for a certain price, and then a month later tell them it's worth, you know, 15% less.
Yeah, so they can
get the listing,
and they can get the listing.
Well, you know, and that's very common in this market too, because it's very difficult to get listings because there's such little inventory out there.
Yeah.
So you know, a lot of realtors are desperate to get, you know, listings.
Well, I knew a young lady that she wanted to get into real estate bad. She went and passed all her tests, and everything was good, and she went to work for a realtor. She even made one sale. But she sat through a class teaching her how to lie.
I didn't take that in seminary.
They didn't take that in seminary.
No, they don't offer that.
That was the end of her real estate career.
I have a question for Mike, if I could ask one.
Listen. No,
because I'm in charge.
I love
charge of the board
no to
here.
People when they say
well, we're not getting any callers, so why not?
Well, this has been on my mind for a while, Mike, and I'm not currently. My wife and I are not currently interested in moving anywhere, but we'd like to know what our home is worth. Now, if you look at the tax thing we get every year, that shows an assessed value, which I know is very low. If you go on the website of one of these places that gives you the value based on what other homes have sold for,
Zillow
being one. I'm not really sure I can count on that. But what I would like to do as a homeowner is to find out what my particular home is worth, you know, without breaking my bank and paying someone to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wants his cake and eat it too.
Well,
and
I do. I do. Well, no, I'd like someone to come out and say, okay, I'm looking at your particular house. I'm going to do all this other stuff with what's being sold around you and all that, but I'm also going to see, all right, the toilet paper holder is empty in your bathroom, so that's obviously going to, you're going to lose some money off, on right? that, or we just did the bathrooms, so we know that those are brand new and everything and other things. But I want to do it for two reasons. One is I want to get an actual view of what my house is worth right now. I also want, by using that assessment, that to also know what I need to do, what I should be doing to improve the value of my home today.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I go about that?
Well, really, to get all that information, the only way to do that is to go ahead and get a full appraisal done.
A real appraisal.
A real appraisal by a licensed real estate appraiser.
$300.
My wife happens to be one, so I can pass her information along to you.
All right.
But basically, what they're going to do is they're going to come out, they're going to take a look at the condition of your house, and they're going to assess the quality and the condition. And then they assess your property a rating. And the rating goes from anywhere from 1 to 5. And then they'll go out and find other houses that have sold that are in similar condition and have similar qualities of your property. Okay. And then they'll add and subtract for different things, square footage, you know, high ceilings, you know, granite tops versus, you know, just Corian or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll make those adjustments and they'll put it in a nice report. And what they put all the adjustments in is what's called a grid. So they'll adjust for different qualities and that your house has versus the comparable sales.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even that is not a science, because you can send out six appraisers to your house and you're going to get six different numbers, but they should be in the same range.
Right.
So really, to get that type of information, then you really need to just pull the trigger and get a full appraisal done.
Tell me, is it $300?
It's probably, it depends. If you're just using it for your own
sounds
edification,
like an attorney to me, doesn't it?
Then probably, yeah, $300 appraisal is fine.
Yeah.
A mortgage appraisal is a little bit more detailed. You're probably looking at closer to $400 to $450 for.
But you don't need that because he's not looking. And if you did a mortgage appraisal, you can't order it anyway. The bank has to order it.
Correct.
Right. It's a different story.
Right.
But you know what? You were talking about some of these online systems, and I use a lot of those preliminary to just to weed out some of people who are maybe interested in refinancing. So what I'll do is I'll plug their information into one of these online systems, and you know, like you said, you have to put some of that information and count it as a grain of salt, because some of it's worthless, because they'll compare your property to a single family home to a condo down the street, because their system isn't sophisticated enough to weed out that information. But you can look at the sales. The sales are real sales that they use. And then you can find other properties that are like yours, and you can come up with your own value.
In that neighborhood, I mean, you got X number of houses on your street and the next street and the next street that are similar houses, and it shows you everyone that's sold and the ones that are for sale, and they come up with a value also. Now, they're not going in the house and picking it apart and say one's got marble everywhere and the other one's got no marble, you know, but
I'll offer you this. I subscribe and pay a monthly fee to come up with it's a valuation model.
Mm-hmm.
And I can run one or I can run 100. It's the same price for me. So for you or for actually any of our listeners, if you have an interest in that, just give us a call and I'll plug your information. It's just an address in there.
Okay.
And it'll be a free report. Now, it's not an appraisal. It's not going to give you the same information as an appraiser would. But I can tell you, it's fairly accurate.
Okay. All you do is call the radio station, 888-221-8990. Leave your name and number, and Mike will get back with you. And literally, it's nice to know. Mm-hmm. Just you'll get a kick out of this. This was back in '04.
'04.
Everything happened in '04.
Yeah.
This was just before Hurricanes Francis and Jean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for a minute, I thought you were talking about 1904.
No, 2004. What happened is I had a house on the Intercoastal in Sewell's Point with an acre and a half of land.
Wow.
And it was the house, when it was built, was like 1,700 square feet. It was one of the smallest houses out there. And the people that built it spared every expense. There wasn't one thing in the house that had any value. I mean, it was the cheapest. I mean, it was worst windows, worst doors, worst cabinets, worst everything. So, and this was quite a few. I bought it in 94 and paid $350,000 for it. And my wife at the time said, "You're out of your mind. We could be living in a golf course palace and Martin Downs brand new. You know, everything's perfect the way a woman wants it."
Right.
And I said, "But guess what? One day that New Yorker is going to come along and give me the big bucks." So we had no intention of ever doing anything to the house because didn't want to keep it. Well, the house imploded. The word implode means it collapses on itself. Explode means it blows up. Mine imploded. I mean, literally everything fell apart. So all of a sudden we start spending money on the house. New roof, new cabinets, new kitchen, knockout walls, put in a paved driveway.
New kitchen, new bathroom.
Everything was new. Yeah. All of a sudden, we got 100 and some odd thousand more into it. My brother's a general contractor, so I'm getting good deals. But all of a sudden, I'm watching this real estate market soar, going straight up. And just what you said, I said, you know, I wonder what this place is worth in today's market. So I had a real legitimate appraisal done. I didn't say anything about giving them a price, nothing, because I really didn't know what it was worth. Guess what it came in at? $1.5 million.
Oh, baby.
I said, wow. I have never lived in $1.5 million house. I can't afford to live here. Sold it 2 weeks cash for appraised value.
Wow.
Two weeks after it sold, Hurricane Francis hit, put 2 feet of water in the house.
Whoa.
And to finish it up, Gene hit and put 3 feet of water and just destroyed the property. Now, the end of the story is the poor guy that bought it ended up getting a divorce. I'm sure his wife wasn't too hot about him spending this either. And he ended up selling it a few years later for half of what he paid me.
Oh, my God.
That's a sad story.
Very sad.
Very sad.
You know,
but your timing was very good, though.
Just luck.
Yeah.
You know, to do, I mean, here's what we're saying. Just because of luck, and I mean, listen, I was in the real estate business for years, and I was never good at it, you know, because I start thinking this, you know, when you're selling something, you think it's a good deal, and you believe it, and you buy it yourself, and it's a bad deal. This one was just luck. So I have not been lucky since with real estate, by the way.
What's the saying go? You'd rather have luck than brains or something like that.
better be lucky than smart any day. That's a fact. 1-888-221-8990. So you got Joe Martek, financial advisor here. Don't talk to me about real estate. You got Vince Brazino, CPA, about taxes. Got Mike Polis here, mortgage broker. Any questions? You know, one of the other things that Mike does, which I am just impresses me to no end, if you walk into a bank and you apply for a mortgage, you might have to give them a deposit. They do all kinds of stuff, take information, and 2 or 3 weeks later, they'll come up and say yes, no, or maybe.
Correct. 2 or 3 weeks later, yeah.
Mike will tell you in 15 minutes, and it isn't going to cost you anything. If you want to spend 15 minutes on the phone, he can run a credit report, and he'll tell you where you stand, what you qualify for based on your score and your income, and you'll give him the ratios. And
well, you know, that's because a lot of bank lenders are very limited on what they're allowed to tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, you know, we're not regulated by the same people that regulate banks. I'm going to tell you exactly where you stand for as soon as you come in. Yeah. And you know what? If you're not set up to get a mortgage today, I'm going to at least point you in the right direction.
Sure.
All right? Mm-hmm. And if you listen to me, you'll probably get a mortgage down the road.
Well, you know what happens is a lot of people don't know how to improve their credit score. Mm-hmm. They hear from their neighbor and their sister what to do. But you know how to improve it because that's what you do constantly is to help people.
Yeah, and also, just like, we have a listener.
I guess we're going to take a call. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. My name's Pete Anselmini.
Hey, Pete.
I'm a Stewart resident and a CNO listener. I have some questions, if I can squeeze them in real quick. One is legal. I have a will. It's my first edition, and two of the beneficiaries have passed. I want to modify it, and I have an attorney lined up. Could you tell me what a fair starting price would be to get a will thus modified? You know, 85% of it is intact, but a couple of...
Let me ask you a question. Where was the will drafted? Was it in
Florida? It was in New York State.
Okay, now you got another problem. New York has different rules than Florida. So, I mean, that's the number one thing. Now, the thing the thing that I would do, and I know a ton of attorneys, and I would literally just get on the phone and just say just what you said to me. Now, if they say, I'll only talk to you if you come in, hang up, call another one until you get a guy that'll literally talk to you and just say, hey, look, here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get a will. Mine is a New York will. Can you modify that, or do I have to get a new one? And all I want to do is X, and I only own one piece of property. I'm married. I got three adult kids. I mean, just give them the basics. And a good guy, in my opinion, will, if they don't, the secretary might take that information and call you back. Because you don't want to walk into somebody that maybe it's a $500 will and end up spending $2,000 because they took advantage of it. And I know that's what you're looking at.
Do you know someone who he could call?
Well, here's the problem. You left your name and number here on the phone, right?
Yes.
Okay. Greg Fasula, our attorney. Let me just tell you a story. You got a minute? I'm going to tell you the whole story. It only takes a minute. Years ago, when I first started in the business, it was 1992, I'd meet somebody new like you and Stuart, and you didn't have a will or a trust, and I'd say, you got to have one of those things if you're going to do it right. Then I'd go interview attorneys that were local and close to you, and then I would go with you to meet that attorney, and then I'd get there with you, and that guy that was really nice to me, we'd sit down with him, and he became an arrogant, pretentious, expletive deleted. And by the time the meeting was over, I wanted to throw up, because some of these guys are gougers. I met Greg Fasula in Port St. Lucie about 20-some years ago. I will tell you, he's a listener. He's not arrogant. He's not pretentious. He doesn't drive a Rolls Royce. He's fair. And I'm telling you, if Greg was sitting here now, he hates when I talk price. You know that, because attorneys get paid by the hour. But Greg is the fairest person I know alive. And he will meet with you and talk with you and won't charge you a nickel. And then he'll tell you what it's going to cost if you want to hire him.
Great. Can I just say one thing?
Sure.
That I called the Florida bar. I got a recommended attorney name.
I spoke with them. Don't tell me the name, yeah.
I won't tell you the name. I set up an appointment, and his staff said that he would give me a half an hour, no charge, to go over prices and things like that.
Good. Do it.
So that's not, okay. Great. Second question, if I may. I have to have driveway work done, and it requires, you know, about 20 yards of cement. I have a contractor who is going to subcontract the cement portion. My question is it ethical for him to, for example, a building permit costs $179, he wants to charge me $500. Cement is about $130 a yard, he's estimating it at $150. Should he give me a labor charge and then straight costs, legitimate costs, or is it ethical and okay to pad the various prices to meet his needs?
See, you're hitting a really soft spot. How come one guy charges X and another guy charges Y for the same job? Well, if one guy has a great reputation of 20 years and everybody is good and he's not been sued and he's in the same neighborhood, he might charge a little more. So some of these things I look at. Now, my brother was a general contractor here. I used to be a developer, so we knew the guys pretty well, and he knew them pretty well. And the prices can change dramatically from one to another. Back again, a little homework. I don't know how long this guy's been in business or whatever it might be, but I would do a little bit of research. And you can call up cement contractors, get on the phone. You can call up the local cement people downtown that pump the cement and say, hey, do you know a list of guys that do driveways? You know, and call them up and get estimates. This should cost nothing for an estimate.
Thank you. I've been trying that. These guys don't return calls very well. Because I've been trying for 2 years to get this work done.
did you leave your number at the front desk when you called?
Yeah, and I called back, and they're probably building big.
No, here we're talking about when
here
you called
at the station.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I left it with your screener.
Yeah.
And if Greg Pizzullo's office wants to contact me and set up a time, I'd be grateful.
Yeah, and I'll also give you a call with a recommendation on the contractor.
See, what happens, Mike Paulus does mortgage work, so he gets to meet everybody that there is, and some houses need to be repaired before they can get financed. And he's only been 25 years or 30 years in business.
It's 30 years.
And his hair is just turning gray.
Actually, it's 30 years this month.
So what happens is we've got, like I said, in our group about 200 years worth of combined experience. So we know a lot of people. So Michael, give you a call tomorrow or the next day and try to counsel you and maybe give you some people to talk to.
Wow, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your call and show, and I've learned a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing. Back when my brother was here working, it really saved a whole lot of people, because back to my senior ladies especially, I said, before you do an AC job, before you do this, you call me. Now, I had like another circumstance where a guy comes out and gives her an estimate, and I happen to know the guy. Mm-hmm. And it was not a good estimate. It was take advantage of her. So I called him up and I said, I think your estimator made a mistake. Now, I know he didn't even have an estimator. I know it was him, but I'm trying to give him an easy out. I said, this is a client of mine. I said, do me a favor, look at those numbers again. And they did just look a little bit too high, like $3,000.
Oh. Wow.
And he came back and lowered the price. He said, yeah.
My estimator was really off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to shoot my wife next time.
And the problem with this market is, I mean, every contractor is extremely busy.
Right. Everything's building
all the good
again.
Ones, yeah. Anyway, yeah.
So it's not an easy thing, you know. But on the same, you know, when I moved out to Bessie Creek, I had to move a piling.
Mm-hmm.
Two pilings went from $1,500 to $500. Hmm. Okay,
just by calling around.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean. And you know, it's just called. And another thing that happens with guys, let's say they've got a job across the street or down the block, if they can move their equipment quickly and easily, boy, it saves them an awful lot of time. So there's a lot of little tricks in the trade that can help people. Anyway, one of the things that happens, folks, and again, I don't mean to brag, but we got old people here. I mean, I don't look as old as Vince, but I'm older. But the whole concept is you've got experience, reputation, integrity, people that have been here a long, long time, and we've been able to help a lot of people, not necessarily even in our areas of expertise, but just to help them. And we're all believers in what goes around comes around. So,
yeah. And you know, we do a lot of renovation work. We do a lot of construction loans. So we have to qualify these contractors as well as the borrowers.
Right.
So we see credit reports and referrals and all kinds of information on a lot of these contractors.
Yeah, well, you don't want to put a contractor together with somebody you're loaning money to build or do a renovation that's not going to get finished.
Right. The way we look at it is if a contractor starts a job and he leaves the job for one reason or another, we have to make sure that there's sufficient funds there to hire another contractor to get the job done.
Right, right. 1-888-221-8990. That was a really, really good call.
Yes.
It was an excellent call. That's the first one we've had.
That's the best call we had today.
I'm on top of that. But I think about all the years we've been doing these shows, that's the first one I've had where somebody had those two
types of problems. You don't get those kind of calls.
No. But, you know, it's a constant thing that people get. And he may not be taken advantage by this guy. The guy might be legitimate and might just be super good and only deals with the best people. I mean, some of the best people, I don't care. This is my price.
Well, I tell you what, if you're going in to file for a permit and you're a good contractor with a good reputation, that permit gets approved a lot faster than someone who has given them problems before.
No kidding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a flat fact. 1-888-221-8990. So did I mention everybody in our group yet?
I mentioned Greg Pizzullo.
Yeah, him, attorney.
Dan Warren.
Independent insurance agent. Big word, right?
Yes.
How many times have that, Mike, it's absolutely, I bet you have 30 or 40 deals now.
I have three referrals that I gave to him this week, and they all decided to go with Dan's company.
One of the things that happens is because he's independent, he's got 100 companies under his umbrella, and if one doesn't fit, the other one might. And then his office very often will reshop you on renewal dates, because if one company falls out of favor, another company can pick up.
Yep.
And over the years, those that have been with captive companies, especially when Hurricane Andrew hit back in 92, it changed the whole complexion of especially homeowners insurance. So independent is the magic word.
Yeah, and I tell you what, one of the nice things that he does every year, because it's just right around this time, was when my insurance renews.
Right.
Every year he shops that around and makes sure that I have the lowest premium. A lot of them will just roll it over and not even look.
Of course not.
He takes the added step.
See, every year I get a phone call from her and said, "Joe, you didn't have any more accidents, did you? Did you get any tickets, Joe? You know how hard it is for us to keep you? I have to get the lecture first." I'm kidding.
Obviously, it doesn't work.
No. No, but I haven't had anything for over 3 years now.
Wow, that is impressive.
I was thinking about that today when I got my, yeah.
You're slowing down in your old age.
Something's wrong. Well, cruise control.
Yeah.
I mean, even when you're in a 35 zone, put on that cruise control. It's just, you know, when you're not paying attention.
Are you one of these people who travels 10 miles an hour?
No.
Oh.
10 over.
Oh, 10 over.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I noticed in my old age, I get there just as fast when I go the speed limit. Because you're just going to catch up to everybody.
You know what? We used to be up north when I lived in Michigan. They had certain roads. The lights were timed, you know, especially on traffic times. Mm-hmm. And they were timed to the speed limit.
Yeah.
So you'd rush real fast to get to the light and stop. Rush real fast to get to the light and stop. Rush real fast to get to the light and stop, like you're saying.
Yeah.
But if you just went the speed limit, you got to cruise all the way.
I tell you what, I drive a Expedition, and it's not very fuel efficient. So when I go the speed limit, I get a lot better fuel efficiency.
I mean, that 10 miles a gallon stuff comes to haunt you, right? 1-888-221-8990. Mustang gets 30 on the highway.
Well.
Yeah. 300 horsepower, 30 miles. I'm impressed. And it still runs.
I saw it out front. It needs a wash.
Yeah. Hey, it's getting old. You know, it's 3 years old already.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Isn't this some?
That's in good
time,
shape.
Time flies when you're having fun, isn't it?
If you wash the dirt off, it looks good.
You can't wash the dirt off. It looks good. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Okay. Got it.
Thank you.
Anyway, Vince Rizzino, CPA, Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, Joe Martek, financial advisor. We're a little bit dangerous when it comes to legal stuff because we have to deal with it all the time. Like the fella called in about a will or a trust, you know. You know, if we haven't heard it once, we've heard it 100 times. Be careful about an out-of-state old will thinking it's going to be valid in the state of Florida. It might work, but it might cost you more in the court system. It isn't going to cost you because you're going to be dead, but it'll cost your family.
Well, I have a personal testimony to that.
You died?
Yeah, no, when I came back. I did die, and I'm back. I was resurrected.
Looks pretty good.
I was like Elijah.
You're funny. Like
Enoch. Enoch.
Anyway, just wearing Halloween.
It didn't make you look any better.
Anyway, when I came down to Florida about 13 years ago, I had a New York will,
yeah,
and I decided to get it looked at. I went to Greg. Greg told me, "All right, let's see a copy of the will." So I pull it out, and it was a copy of the will. He said, "It's not valid."
Let me take this call. We'll stay with that. Caller's Joe Martek. You're on the radio. Hello.
I must have lost him there. Hang on.
Go ahead. He said, "I must have lost him there. Hang on." We get music. Look at this.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
We're classing
music,
this,
too.
We're classing this joint up. Now, do we get this one? Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio. Hello?
I think you just turned it off.
I just probably turned them off.
Right.
Guess what? Keep calling back. Sooner or later, we'll figure out how to answer the phone. This is not one of our strengths, if you haven't noticed.
We're not technological geniuses.
What happened is that many listeners tried to call in all at once, and that does bamboozle our phone system.
Well, you know, Pastor Jonathan out here, he's a good preacher, but he's not a good secretary.
Well... I have no comment on
you're,
that.
You're trying to cover yourself there. You're not doing a very good job stammering. Because
There we go.
Now let's take it. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
No, you're not. You got music again.
It sounds better than us, though.
Don't give up your day job, Pastor.
Well, Jonathan, it's nice.
Turn it off again.
I just keep having to hang. You know, just remember this. Jonathan is a really, really good preacher. In fact, I actually had a testimonial from him for him this week.
Oh, great.
And if you remind me. Yeah,
if you get music again, it's a Halloween music, trick.
Trick or treat, Joe.
All right.
I actually did. I had a testimony. A client of mine died and happens to be somebody that Jonathan has been the pastor of their church for a long, long time. And the son came to see me. We're helping to settle things. And the son said about Jonathan, he says, I'm going to tell you right now, if I inherited any money at all, anything of any substance, I would give it to that church in a heartbeat because he just does a wonderful job. And it's just a great testimony.
You can tell the pastor
to get from.
He's just a good man.
He can't answer the phone, but boy, he can preach.
That's right. When he can get a hold of him.
He's got to keep his day job.
Got to keep his day job. Right?
I missed something. I was going out to see if I could help Jonathan.
And did it work?
No.
No.
Well, it could be someone's pranking us. That's happened before.
I think that's what's happening because we get this music. We don't have music in the system.
Keep in mind, whoever's doing that, God knows what you're doing.
Keep in mind, this is a Christian radio.
That's
you know,
right.
If lightning can penetrate into a house in the middle of the day, it's kind of a clue.
Well, we don't prescribe what response might happen, but just to say it's not a good idea.
But it's not a good idea.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. That's true.
Well, it's just like rain on a sunshiny day, and I've seen that happen. So you never know.
Yeah, well, rain brings life. I won't say any more.
I was just going to say, I was waiting for some heavy-duty philosophy there, and that was the end of it, huh?
Nah, I've run out of heavy-duty.
1-888-221-8990. We started with a subject, and I said, get me back on.
Well, I was telling you about my will.
Yeah.
So I go to Greg, and Greg says, what do you have, the will? I said, yeah, I show it to him. He says, this is a photocopy to start with. I said, yeah, that's all I got from the attorney when we did it like 30 years ago. He says, first of all, the state of Florida doesn't accept any photocopies.
So it has to be original.
It has to be an original one. And besides, New York.
And besides, New York rules are different.
Get it done.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio, I hope.
How you doing, sir? My name is Michael. How are you today?
Hey, Michael, thank you. We just lost four calls in a row, so we're kind of impressed that you made it through.
Music. We got music.
We got music.
That's persistence.
Anyway, Michael.
Depending on the music.
Please don't play any music. Anyway, thank you for calling in and getting through. How can I help you?
Basically, I'm looking for some advice. I own four investment homes in Central Florida to a little bit just past Central Florida, and they've gone up 200 and 300 percent as far as value. So there's a lot of equity sitting there. I probably have owe $100,000 on the four houses, and then they're probably worth $600,000. So the question is basically, I've been debating whether or not to cash out, look for other investments, or to leave it there for retirement. I'm in my mid-50s, and I don't know how good Social Security is going to be going forward. And so right now I have them rented out, and I'm making pretty good money on them.
Well, investment properties are going for a premium right now.
Rentals are really high.
Through the roof, so good for you. I would think that, with that much equity in the property, you can afford to pull some cash out, maybe use that for down payments on others.
One of the problems with right now, the market's so high, buying investment property. But you if you've already owned four, you know the difference between a good, bad, or indifferent investment property.
Yeah.
So
one of the things.
Yeah, I heard you on the radio saying that you've had bad luck. I've always had sometimes you have to have a feel for things. And for me, it's always been a feel. I've always anticipated the market correctly. And I think the market still has some room to go. I, you know, if there is a correction here, it will be single digits, not like it was before. The other question then would be, banks are, the banks just basically, they want to always win. So it's very difficult, even though I have perfect credit, to get financing. So any recommendation there?
Yeah, well, there's, if you're going for a Fannie Mae or conventional loan, Fannie Mae.
But he's got investment property. Can you do those?
Sure. Yeah, we can do that. What they basically look for is a 620 credit score. If you're a little bit more damaged than that, there's what's called non-QM loans, which are basically the new term for the subprime lenders. And we still have those programs. The trouble with those is that it's hard to make a positive cash flow work because the interest rates are a little bit higher. But you have to look at the whole picture. If you can pull some cash out and you can generate additional revenues with additional cash flow, then it might not be a bad idea, even
you
though it might
your
be
credit,
a higher risk.
Your credit score is good, though, right?
It is good. It is good. The problem is that my income is strong, but the biggest issues I have, because you don't want to pay as much in taxes, you kind of charge off certain things that are allowed by law, but then they start, with the debt-to-income ratio issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, to put it under these houses under a company name and try to see if I can get it off my credit, but that's basically where I'm at. So any suggestions?
Let me have this. Mike, you left your name and phone number, right?
Yes.
Let Mike call you back off the air and counsel you a little better. It's a little more difficult, and he can do some checking and probably lead you in the right direction, and it won't cost you anything.
No problem. I really appreciate the advice, and thank you for taking your time.
Right, Mike, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. That's what I do.
All right.
I tell you, there's a lot of different programs out there that a lot of people don't know that sure. exist.
And new ones coming every day, right?
Yeah. And matter of fact, we have true no income verification loans for investment properties.
Wow.
You can't do them on primary residences anymore.
What he's got, four investment pieces.
Yeah, but we can do no income verification loans. We can do bank statement loans. We can do loans on investment properties if the property has a positive cash flow, even if it's a break even.
His name and number. I'm going to let you go, caller, because we got other people that are calling. Is that okay? And
no
Michael,
problem.
Michael,
no,
get
no,
us
no,
a,
please.
Is that okay?
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
1-888-221-8990. I hear Pastor Jonathan out there trying to answer the phone. We're not getting any more music, so we're doing pretty good.
I like the music.
It was kind of nice. It was charming.
It was more relaxing than listening to you, Joe.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I can't sing anyway, so you're just, let alone talking's bad enough. But 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. And by the way, if you can't get through today, because the phones were really ringing off the hook there for a bit, you can call the station anytime. Leave your name and number, and Pastor Jonathan or Tom or whoever answers, Dave, will answer the phone, and they'll get back. They'll tell us to give you a call. So we're there to help one way or another. 1-888-221-8990. So, hey, I understand that our president is going to lower my taxes some more next year.
There's a bill going through Congress right now, another 10% tax reduction.
It's actually going through.
Well, no, it hasn't gone through
yet.
But
it's being discussed.
I think that's really determines, is going to be determined by what happens next week.
We'll see. Exactly. Let me take this call.
Exactly.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm trying to change house insurance companies because I've had one for years that got sold when State Farm left the state.
Yeah.
And I was scared to change again because I was afraid I'd lose my house insurance at all, because I have a wood house. But the problem I have is that my former husband re-roofed the house without pulling a permit after Hurricane Francis. And so my company that bought my policy said I have to get an engineer to write a letter, and then he has to give it to the people who I'll pay a permit fee with a late fee, and then I'll be able to get somebody to come out and appraise it, and then I'll get a discount on my homeowners because they say that they're charging me as if I have a 30-year-old roof now because they're not recognizing the newer roof.
Hang on to that thought. You left your name and number. We're going to have Dan Warren's office get you back because let him counsel you through this.
Okay, I just wondered if it was shady for another company to come along and say, oh, you don't need to do any of that. We'll give you an inspection for $165. That just sounded shady to me.
Well, let me just tell you, different companies, let's just say there's 100 different companies.
Yeah, that
and
was all
each one, well, that doesn't make any difference which company it is. Each one has different underwriting rules.
Mm-hmm.
Some underwrite tough, some don't. It really, really depends. And when you get somebody mm-hmm. that's an independent, rather than, see, if it's Allstate, State Farm, I used to be a farmer's mm-hmm. agent, that's all I could do mm-hmm. was whatever that one company told mm-hmm. me. But when I'm a company, an independent agent, I might have 20 or 30 or 40 different companies, and one can fit a whole lot better than another. So it really pays to do some shopping and to tell the truth, just like you're doing right now, over the mm-hmm. phone, and let them find a company that fits. Because once you're dealing with an admitted, approved company to do business in the state of Florida, I don't care what the name of the company is, you're in fine shape, and it really makes no difference. And when you get somebody like pardon me.
That I don't have to do, that doesn't sound shady, that they're telling me I don't have to get an engineer, if I pay get a permit.
You might need to do is get a four-point inspection.
Yeah.
$165 is what that sounds.
We run into this.
That's exactly what they said they wanted me to do.
Yeah, we run into this all the time, especially up in Port St. Lucie, because back when the hurricanes hit, the permitting offices were so overwhelmed with the number of permits for roofs coming in that they just said, you know what, just put roofs on. You don't need to pull a permit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he didn't pull a permit. He usually does everything by the book, but he didn't. And so now they're charging me for a 30-year-old.
Well, all I'm saying is, the bottom line is, Dan, we'll take your name and number and then have Dan's office call you. And he's only 38 years in business right here in Port St. Lucie. So, I mean,
I'm in Delray.
Well, close enough.
Yeah, they could still write.
Let me just tell you something. You might even got luckier because down in Palm Beach County, there are certain companies that won't do business because of South Palm Beach County, but Dan has the power because he's here that certain companies will do that are, let me just say, you actually hit the jackpot by making that phone call because I'm pretty sure Dan can really make you happy.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You'll hear from him. Yeah, Dan has been able to do things because, I mean, that's just a kind of a wrinkle that because he's not domiciled down there.
Yeah.
And it's made a world of difference.
She really needs to take care of it, Joe, because if she tries to sell the house down the road, that could become an issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, a four-point inspection normally would cure that problem. So
she needs to get something done.
Well, yeah, but you know what happens.
So it's not just the insurance angle point.
Yeah. I'm not positive, Mike.
No.
On a roof, I don't think so.
You know, normally what we suggest is that if you're going to buy a house and the previous owner did some improvement without a permit, I always suggest have the current owner go back and pull the permit because you can get a permit after the fact.
Sure.
Yeah. Well,
that would be the ideal situation.
And they do an inspection.
Exactly what happened to my daughter. That's why I mentioned it.
Yeah.
She had, she didn't have it. They had done a skylight on the house, and they need a roof repair.
Right.
And now
it's not that hard to do.
But roofs don't last forever. If you're halfway into the lifespan of the roof and you buy the house knowing that eventually in the next 4 or 5 years you're going to have to put another roof on anyway, you can pull the permit at that time.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's not that big a deal.
Well, the point is you should have one. So avoid the problem.
Yeah, it's a little bit different if you put an addition on the house without a
permit. Then you got electrical potential other issues.
You got every problem. Yeah. 1-888-221-8990. All right, guys.
You left out somebody, though, of our group.
I'm sorry?
Our financial planner.
We have a financial planner.
Yes.
You ever heard of him?
Joe Martuk.
Here we go. Well, you know, I'm running out of stories here pretty quick, but I've been having fun. I had just an interesting one, Mike, and you know how our business works. When everything goes well and there's no problems, we're surprised. You know, I mean, isn't it when you take and everything just kind of moves right along like it's supposed to, and all of a sudden it closes, you say, what happened?
Once in a while that happens.
I know. Well, I have this one, a client of mine died in August, has a retirement account. And we're trying to roll it over to the husband. This is November almost. Still not done. I spent an hour on the phone with him today, and it was exciting. Let's take one more call. Caller, Joe Martek, you're on the radio.
Okay, Joe, my name's Paul Chenery. What I'm looking for is like I have a house in Tennessee where I've lived for a long time, but I also have a condo now down here in Jensen Beach, and I was trying to get all my paperwork together for a will and real estate, you know.
Right, right.
Where do I base out of? The one in Tennessee is I'm still, it's a possibility I may sell it and get a condo up there so that we're some of our family is.
Sure.
But where do I mean, do I go see a lawyer? How do you do it when you got split locations
here? Well, that's not a problem, you know. And I hate to say this, but it really right away sounds like a trust. Are you familiar with the difference between a trust and a will? Let me give you a quick one. A trust eliminates probate. So if you have a piece of property and it's owned by the trust, which you own the trust, I mean, this is your stuff. It's like your left pocket or your right pocket. But the concept of a trust is to avoid probate upon your death so that your heirs don't have to go through the court system. When you have multiple pieces of property, especially out-of-state or income properties or second homes, a trust becomes a good idea. Now, you're in Jensen Beach. Greg Fasula is in Port St. Lucie, right up the street from you. I'm going to leave you, take your name and number, and have him give you a call. And he can counsel you over the phone or have an appointment so you can see what your options are. And you're going to like Greg a lot.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, my man. Whereabouts in Tennessee are you?
East Tennessee, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City area.
I like Johnson City. Yep. All right, my man. Listen, good talking to you, and you'll hear from Greg.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye. Okay. We got 30 seconds.
We're moving quickly here.
We're just about done. We're out of time.
A lot of great calls today.
Yeah, that was, and that's, you know, do you agree, Mike? I mean, that's perfect for you. Have more than one piece of property. All of a sudden, a trust is about the only way to go.
Yes, absolutely. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, yep. All right, 15 seconds. Wait a minute. We're going to get down to the 10-second card. We got fingers then.
We have no 10-second card. I'm sorry.
We got fingers. Are we down to 10, 9, 8?
1-0.
1-0. Till next week. Adios.
God bless.
God bless.
You've been listening to the Team Martek program. The Team Martek program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martek. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC, and Michael Paulus with East Coast Mortgage Lenders, NMLS number 353429. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martek program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martek is available at 772-678-7725.